We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. With working from home and trying to stay in touch with friends and family, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to always be on 24/7. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. My moment to chill is watching baseball, especially when the White Sox are on. I like to have a Coors Light beside me. It's a great beer to have watching the games, as it's cool and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. And even the mountains on my cans turn blue, telling me that it's time to hit reset. Sit back, relax, and hunker down for an evening of White Sox baseball. So when it's time for you to unwind, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly.
Good morning, White Sox fans. I'm Jim Margulis, and this is your White Sox wake-up call for May 18th, 2021. Before the opener of the White Sox series against the Twins at Target Field, the White Sox announced that Jose Abreu would miss the three-game set due to ankle inflammation. He said he suffered it on the dramatic play at the plate on Sunday, and it flared up on him after the flight to Minneapolis. With the White Sox leader in home runs and RBIs out of the lineup, you might think runs would be hard to come by. Instead, the White Sox picked up where they left off against Jay Happ and resumed their regularly scheduled pounding of left-handed starters en route to a 16-4 victory on Monday night. The Sox hit three homers even with Abreu out, but they didn't take the form you'd expect. Nick Madrigal took Happ deep. Danny Mendick hit a grand slam. And although some Yermín Mercedes power doesn't surprise, his homer came in the ninth inning off Twins catcher Willens Astudillo on a 3-0 pitch clocked at 47.1 miles per hour. Dallas Keuchel benefited from the outburst, receiving double-digit run support for the second consecutive start and for the third time all season. This time he used less of the cushion, throwing seven innings of three-run ball. Once the lead ballooned to 10-1 after Mendick's fifth-inning slam, Keuchel's chief task was throwing strikes. He did just that, issuing zero walks against six strikeouts. His line was marred a little by a two-run homer by Josh Donaldson in the sixth, but that's more excusable than a free pass, especially since the Sox scored four more in the following frame. The Sox greeted Happ by loading the bases with their first three hitters of the night. Mercedes drove in two with an opposite field shank, and Yasmani Grandal cashed in the other runner with the sac fly. That set the tone for an evening where the White Sox scored in seven of the nine innings on 18 hits and eight walks. Instead of recapping the innings, we can just take a tour of the box score. Nick Madrigal, who would normally be somebody who'd come up a homer short of the cycle, was only a triple shy of the feat instead. He finally notched his first homer leading off the third. On a 1-2 count, Happ challenged Madrigal with a fastball on the inner half, and now we know how far Madrigal can hit one of those. The answer, 389 feet, just over the wall in left center. Mendick set a career high with five RBIs, four on the grand slam that put the game out of reach. The Sox once again loaded the bases with nobody out in the fifth, and Mendick deposited Derek Law's first pitch out to just left of center. He later added an RBI groundout for good measure. Tim Anderson had two hits and two runs from the leadoff spot. Yoan Moncada reached base on a blistered double, a single, and two walks. Mercedes was also a triple shy of the cycle after his moonshot off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Astudillo in the ninth. Leury Garcia had three hits, including a double. Billy Hamilton had a triple that almost turned into a little league homer after the throw into third hit him, but Donaldson cut him down at the plate. Grandal was the only one who didn't have a hit, but he also didn't have an at-bat. After the sac fly, he drew four walks and scored three runs. Tony La Russa used the opportunity to rotate some bench guys in. The most notable result after the shuffling, an Andrew Vaughn sighting in right field. He played both of the line drives he saw well out there, so we could see more of him in that corner. The White Sox improved to a baseball best 25-15, while the Twins sink to a baseball worst 13-26, 11.5 games back. The Sox have outscored the Twins 42-17 over their four meetings thus far. It's good the White Sox had their fun on Monday, because tonight should be tougher, what with Michael Pineda starting for Minnesota. The White Sox were finally able to beat Pineda the last time out, and it only took them six tries. Tim Anderson and Jake Lamb hit solo shots against him, and Vaughn hit the go-ahead single for the third run on Pineda's tab after he left the game. It wasn't an overpowering display, but it was enough. Lance Lynn will once again be the pitcher on the Chicago side. He's hoping to complete six innings this time after throwing 111 over five, although porous defense cost him a couple dozen pitches. First pitch is at 6:40 p.m. Central on NBC Sports Chicago.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
Around the league, the Yankees had some good news and bad news. Gerrit Cole already beat the record Corbin Burns set earlier this season by striking out 61 batters between walks. Burns had opened the season with 58 Ks before issuing his first free pass last week. Now for the bad news, the Yankees lost to Texas 5-2, and they placed Giancarlo Stanton on the injured list with a strained left quad, so the White Sox won't see him when they head to the Bronx this weekend. In other unfortunate injury news, Kevin Pillar was hit in the face with a fastball in the Mets' 3-1 victory over the Braves, while Mike Trout left the Angels game against the Indians in the first inning with a right calf strain. While the Angels lost Trout, Shohei Ohtani regained the league lead in homers by hitting his 13th in a 7-4 victory over Cleveland, who are now 3.5 games behind the White Sox. The Tigers beat the Mariners 4-1 behind the longest start of Casey Mize's young career, while the Royals were idle. In a couple other games of note, Albert Pujols made his debut for the other Los Angeles team, playing first base and going 1-for-4th in RBI in his Dodger debut. And over at Wrigley, John Lester and Kyle Schwarber received warm welcomes in their return to the North Side. Schwarber went deep, but Lester gave up three homers himself and took the loss as the Cubs won 7-3. That'll do it for this edition of the White Sox Wake-Up Call. Visit SoxMachine.com to talk about the game, and if you're a Patreon supporter, you can read the first installment of Farm Fortnite, a new bi-weekly overview of the White Sox farm system. If minor league baseball is going to be completely dormant on Mondays, it's the least I can do. If you're not a supporter, this might be a good opportunity to sign up. You'll get an ad-free version of the site and show and exclusive content on both, with tiers starting at $2 a month. If you'd rather just stick to the standard Sox Machine podcast, you can subscribe to it wherever podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to the Sox Machine podcast. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Jim Margolis.
Get really into your favorite shows and movies all in one place with Flex, a 4K streaming box you get free with Xfinity Internet. Find what you want with your voice on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and more. No more jumping in and out of apps. And get Peacock Premium at no additional cost. It's a way better way to watch. Learn more at Xfinity.com/Flex. Restrictions apply. Requires postpaid Xfinity Internet excluding Internet Essentials. One device included. Subscriptions required to access streaming services.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.